Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
Here we are at the Ningbo International Speed Park for the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia presented by Exim Trade. Round 9 is about to get underway, and after yesterday's race, we have a new leader in the Drivers' Championship. So Daniel Liu from Team Jepson took victory in yesterday's Round 8, and he has overtaken Cui Yue to be the top leader of the Drivers' Championship standings. So today, Daniel will be starting from P3, behind his main championship rivals Cui Yue from Team Porsche Holding, who will be starting from P2, and James Kwai Yu from Team Star Chase. How will this championship rivalry play out? Let's find out.
So it's perfectly poised for the second of our two races this weekend here at Ningbo. Good morning. Just after 9 o'clock on what looks to be a fabulous day. Weathermen are trying to tell me that there's about a 30% chance of rain today. And we have got a little bit of cloud, but right now it's pretty nigh perfect for motor racing. 27 degrees Celsius in the air, 32 on the track. That means the Michelin tyres shouldn't be working too hard this morning. Keep an eye on that track temperature. Still quite humid though, 79%, so the drivers might find it a tad more sticky inside the cockpit. Cars are coming round to the grid to form up before the formation lap. So whilst we wait for them to come down, let's go down to Andrea on the grid.
And I'm here joined by Dario Garcia, Senior Manager of One Make Series at Porsche Motorsport Asia Pacific. Hello Dario, this championship is really, really tight, isn't it? Do you have any predictions on who's going to be the eventual winner?
Yeah, so good morning, Andrea. Yeah, that's very tight. I don't want to do any predictions, but now that we passed half season, so to say, it's getting closer and closer at the top row. Yesterday, we saw in the quali that there was only half a second within the first top five cars. The race was a completely different story. We're expecting another completely different story for the race today. And in the driver's standing, it's still quite close, so we're monitoring that. And in the dealer's trophy, it's even closer. So I don't want to do the prediction, but it's super exciting and it's super good to see that the battle is on. Yeah.
Thanks, Dario.
Dario there talks about the dealer championship. We possibly don't talk about that quite enough, to be honest. It is highly contested for the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia presented by Axim Trade. It's Team Jepson that lead by just 3 points from Porsche Holding in second. Team Star Chase in third, another 35 points further back. And they've only got 3 points on Maidong Racing, who've got 2 points away in fifth place of the BD group. Those top five still very much in the hunt for the Porsche Dealer Trophy. As far as the drivers are concerned, Daniel Liu took the top spot in the championship with 5 rounds to go after this one. 5 points his lead now from Toyue and Yu Kuai. James in third position there. It's a little more comfortable for Bao Junlong ahead of Zhou Biwan in the Pro-Am category. and Eric Kwong has the biggest lead of all, although Henry Kwong won yesterday, so has cut that deficit down to 44 points, but still a healthy lead for the Team Kiddie World driver as we go into round nine with, as I say, five rounds to go after this. Let's catch up with the man on pole position.
James, another pole position for the season. Are you confident you're going to get onto the top step of the podium this time?
Yeah, it's really nice to be on pole position again. And the goal today is to try not to do any mistakes. And hopefully we'll be on the podium.
Thank you and best of luck.
So that is the team star chase driver in the bright orange number 99. Driver's right is pole position and you sweep left-handed for the first corner, or the first braking area is down at turn two, and so he should have the best run into the first couple of corners. Very tight in qualifying, less than half a tenth between James, you quiet, and the rest of the field, or at least the front of the field, in these new 992 Porsche Carrera Cup cars, brand new for 2021, with the new body style for the 8th generation of Porsche 911. Completely new design for the road car, and the race car follows that. All wide body cars now, and even the road cars have got double wishbone front suspension. So it really is, if you are fortunate enough to be able to get your name on the list and then fortunate enough to be able to get one ordered, even better. It is a race. It is a race car for the road. We have 16 laps or 30 minutes, whichever comes first. Did have a safety car intervention yesterday when Nathan Lee went off. Didn't really benefit his brother Daniel, who was leading the race with a handy margin of getting on for 3 seconds. That brought everybody back together. But Daniel managed to prevail. And we have seen people struggling to get off the line as well this weekend. The man of the moment, though, with the momentum, definitely Daniel Liu, who is on in a rich vein of form. 3 wins and a second place in the last 4 races, all of which have been here. We had that triple header, of course, in the early part of September. And in fact, we moved to Zhuzhou on October 8th to 10th for another triple header before we end off the season at Shanghai International Circuit at the end of October 29th to 31st. So still plenty of racing to go. Here is a quick look around Ningbo International Speed Park. 22 corners, just over 4 kilometres, 2.5 miles. Relatively new track. Action areas, braking area for turn 2, hairpin at turn 9, we saw some action there yesterday. Turn 10 is a little kink at the far side of the circuit, and then the second hairpin at turn 15. It's a little bit bumpy from just the exit of turn 5 through to the exit of turn 8, that sort of horseshoe shape. And then there's a lovely elevation change down through the chicane at turns 11 and 12, all the way down, actually pretty much to the end of the start-finish straight. So the cars leaving the grid for their formation lap. Weather holding out for the moment. So let's just recap the grid then. Yu Kuai, third in the championship on pole position for Team Star Chase. Toi Yue on the front row. Championship leader Daniel Liu, Wenlong for Team Jebson on the inside of row 2 from Ling Kong. Then it's Leo Ye, BD racing driver. Max Weiser for Toro, they're on row 3. Quan Bo in position 7 in the 88 car. The number 911 with the big Porsche decal on the side. Brother of our championship leader Nathan Liu, Wenhu. Shubi Hang, P9. Is our pole sitter in Pro-Am alongside the Pro-Am Championship leader Ba Jinlong. Then it's Min Hong, Bian Ye, Li Chao in 13th position, Henry Kwong is the pole sitter for the AM category, coming off a win yesterday. His third of the season. One DNF has put him slightly further behind the championship leader, Eric Kwong, who starts in 15th position. The gap between those two, 44 points. Li Jia is number 828. And at the back, Jackie Wu in the silver 69 car. And Wu Jiazin in the number 55. That is the ZZRT competition car. He jumped into the championship when we came here in the early part of September. Wonderful to hear the flat six 4-litre engines barking through the relatively early morning here, just after a quarter past nine, and a race that is scheduled for 16 laps or 30 minutes. If we do have the intervention of the safety car, the time may come into it. Let's hope that's not the case. It is a standing start, so clutches having to be used here. And the bright orange number 99 leads them into position over slightly more threatening skies now. Maybe I was wrong to doubt the weather forecasters. Not had a wet race. We've had wet qualifyings this year, but not wet races. Little splash of rain partway through could spice things up a little bit. Last bit of Michelin tyre warming by the drivers as they accelerate and brake, trying to get a bit of heat through the front brakes into those 18-inch rims with the Michelin Pilot Cup tyres. And here comes Yu Kuai onto the grid. Toyue will follow him down and pull to his left late as possible. You want to try and keep your tyres clean, and the racing line is to driver's right away from the pit wall. Rest of the field just coming round behind. Wu Jiazin in the dark grey number 55 with the yellow decals on the side. He's alongside Jackie Wu in the 69. Had a fairly plain car at the beginning of the season, Jackie, but has added a few more decals, a bit more style on it. Now the calm before the storm, waiting for the green flag at the back of the grid. There is the green flag. We are ready to go racing for round nine of Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2021, presented by Axim Trade. Engine revs rise, red lights on, foot off the clutch, and away we go. Oh, immediate defensive move by the pole sitter, Yu Kuai, but he hasn't been able to stop. Toyue going through. They're side by side going into turn two. Now, this is a bold manoeuvre around the outside, and too far around the outside by our pole sitter, Yu Kuai. Didn't gain any advantage there, though, so I don't think he'll be penalised for that. Looks like third position coming through there is Daniel Liu. Went long, just squeezing Leo Ye. Lin Kang in the blue and silver car, just a little bit eased out there as well. So James will not be happy that he hasn't been able to convert his pole position. And as they head onto the middle straight for the first time, some unconventional lines there. Max Visser all the way over to driver's left in the white Toro racing car with the red stripes at the bottom of the doors into the chicane. You've seen action here, but it's clean for the leaders at least. Do you know what? I'm surprised to be saying this with the track temperature over 30 degrees Celsius, but it looks as though they're struggling to get a bit of heat into the Michelins. The car's really moving around in this first half, three quarters of a lap. And it will be Toyue for Porsche Holding. Two wins on the season so far. And sitting second in the championship. Through they go. First lap is completed. Standing start, 149.0. Expect to see 2 or 3 seconds knocked off that once we get into race pace. And three quarters of a second between first and second. That was a very good start and opening lap by our leader. The Jebsen racing car, the blue and white car, now in fourth position for Daniel Liu, championship leader. And he can't afford that. As it stands at the moment, Toi Yue would go back to the lead of the championship before we head to our triple header at Juzhou. But plenty of racing still in this one. And that looks like another place lost for Daniel. Wonder if he hasn't quite got the tyre pressures right this morning. He's dropped down to fifth position. Ling Kong has gone through in the number 12 My Dog racing car. It's a silver car with the blue flashes. So that's a position made up by that car. Through the chicane again. Toi Yue, Yu Kuai, Leo Ye. Pretty much together. Then a gap back to Ling Kong, who has immediately put some real estate into Daniel Liu. And now behind Daniel Liu and Long, that's Max Visser in the Toro racing car number 6. So this is real pressure for our championship leader, fifth right now, and losing points to his main championship rival, who is leading the race. Real pressure. Now, what do you do if you're on the pit wall or on the radio for Daniel Liu and Long? Do you tell him that Toi Yue is leading and that's his championship rival? 146.354. That's a very quick second lap indeed by Toi Yue. I think that might be a new lap record. I'm pretty certain we're on a 46.4 yesterday, and we might even get a wee bit quicker than that yet. First time here for these cars, Formula 3 and a couple of varieties of world touring cars, WTCC and WTCR, have been here. It will surprise you not at all to know that the outright lap record is indeed from the Formula 3 cars. Jake Hughes from memory. And he was only a couple or 3 seconds quicker than what we're seeing here from these 2021 Porsche 992 type cup cars. Now, pressure for second position. Well, actually, top three still together. Forget what I've just said there. Top three still together. Toi Yue, Yu Kuai, Leo Ye, 86, 99 and 22. And here comes Ling Kong in the My Dong Racing, number 12. Sitting in fourth position in the championship and just a single point behind James Yu Kuai in that 99 car, which is two spots ahead of him. Daniel Liu. Now, I wonder if he's playing the long game, you know. You heard me mention tyre pressures. Well, tyre pressures are so important, and it is a little bit cooler this morning. You have to treat your tyres quicker. Now, that is definitely a new lap record for Ling Kong, chasing the top three, 146.195. Excellent stuff, and he's nearly on to the top three. So we've almost got a quartet. Toi Yue leading. Just going back to Daniel Liu in fifth position. Could be that they've set his tyre pressures just a little bit lower, and he's waiting for them to come in after a couple of three laps. So Ling Kong, My Dong Racing, makes it a leading quartet. Ah, the flashing of the light by James Yu Kuai. As if Toi Yue does not know that he's in behind him. Big lump of kerb being taken on the entrance to the left-right chicane. Now snaking their way over the far side of the circuit from the pit complex. This track only built in 2017. And had a limited number of major events. There's a Lincoln Court facility on the on the grounds here. All part of the Geely Automotive concern. And this one of five tracks that they have commissioned in this part of the world from Alan Wilson, the renowned track designer, whose previous track credits include what used to be called the Miller Motorsport Park just outside Salt Lake City. I've been there. It's an awesome place. Now called the Utah Motorsport Campus and owned by Geely. All of this development coming under the MyTime concern, which is Geely's culture, travel and sporting development arm. And their avowed intent to get motor racing, among other sports, to a wider audience and with a bigger take-up. And with facilities like this, you've got to say they're doing a good job. Big dive down the inside, lock up, but a change for the lead. A little bit of a hip and shoulder there. But James Yukwai goes through. Paul Sitter back to the front, but has he done damage to the left front Michelin doing that? He's got the hurry up now. Lap 4 of 16. And he isn't able to pull away. But that's a big manoeuvre. Very big manoeuvre indeed. And that could have championship implications. Third in the championship at the moment, leading the race. But there's another lock-up from that left front. It's going to keep coming around. If he's flat-spotted that, it's going to really trouble him. There's plenty of this race to go. We're barely a quarter of the way through. Second place, right on the tail at the moment as they come through to the end of the lap. And it's Leo Ye who's come through, by the way, followed Yukwai through. So that means that Toyue has gone down to third, having led at the start of the previous lap. Top four with a decent lead on the rest of the field. Daniel Liu, what, 3 seconds further back, but now in clean air and not now being challenged. I wonder, we seem to remember Daniel saying he got tyre pressures wrong in a previous round here, and it may be that this earlier start, we were much later in the day for yesterday's race, some 21 hours ago, much warmer on the track and in the air. But at the moment, Daniel Liu Wenlong, championship leader before the lights went off here, championship is going away from him, the leadership of the championship is going away from him. Toyue in third would just about squeak through, although hasn't got the extra point for the fastest lap. There is a point for pole position and a point for fastest lap, and in such a tight championship that could become crucial by the end of the season. So the orange star chase number 99 with the backing of Absolute Racing leads from Leo Ye. BD Group, that's another Absolute run car. So they're running first and second at the moment. The team with their substantive base at Shanghai International Circuit. Ingo Matta, very successful team of people running cars in all sorts of championship, but four representing them on this grid. It's nice to have Ingo in Europe over the summer months. Best to everybody there. Xiaobiwang leading in the Pro-Am category ahead of the championship leader Bao Junlong, who is one place behind, about 2 seconds behind as well. Can't quite sit there. He is with the white car and the red and blue stripes on it. So that's Pro-Am championship leader in second at the moment, but such a big lead, 44 points the gap between those two cars. So yes, there will be points taken away from that championship lead. But at the moment, Jackie Wu in the pit. It has not been a happy visit to Ningbo for Jackie. Carr didn't want to start on the formation lap of the previous rounds here. Then he had an accident. He didn't have a great qualifying here either, but at least did get to the finish yesterday. Now, battle for third and fourth position. Ling Kong in the GT Silver and Blue, sitting so close behind Toyue that we can barely see him as he comes down through the kink of turn one into the braking area for turn two. Oh, going wide. And also Liu Ye went wide as well in front of them. So easy to just be a little bit greedy and try and take too much speed through that kink. And it's a very difficult braking area into turn two because you've come through that kink, that left-hand kink at turn one at full racing speed, and you're trying to turn in and brake at the same time, get the dynamics of the car working for you and the weight transfer working for you. Not an easy thing to do. Easy for me to say, very much harder to do. These cars running ABS for this 2021 championship, and the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia presented by Axim Trade, one of just five Porsche Carrera Cup or Super Cup championships around the world that are using the new Type 992. Super Cup, of course, which is supporting Formula One as usual here in China. Benelux, Carrera Cup Deutschland, and the brand new Porsche Carrera Cup North America, all using these new cars. Other championships will be adopting them from next year onwards. Phenomenal effort over the winter time by Porsche Motorsport at Weissach in Germany to have the amount of brand new cars built. Around about 20 or so for each of those championships. So that's, just do the simple arithmetic, probably over 100 cars that they had to build. I think Christmas was cancelled in terms of holidays at Weissach over the end of the year 2020 to 2021. So half distance, and Eric Kwong has fought his way past Henry Kwong, and the team Kitty World multicoloured car is back in the lead, where he has been for most of the season in the AM category. Almost a statistical anomaly yesterday that saw Henry take the 25 points for the race win. And running in 14th and 15th, those two. That's the top two AM runners. Two far behind, well, no, they've dropped the number 55 for Wu Jiaxin. So at the moment we've got two pairs of cars, first and second, third and fourth, then a long gap back to the blue and white team Jebsen. Fifth place, Daniel Liu car, that's the number 20. Then Juan Bo ahead of Max Weiser. That is a change. So 88 come through. It's another one of the absolute run car, the Ivory Bear Capital machines. Juan Bo in now sixth position from Max Weiser in seventh. Shubimon and Bajin Long 66 and 6 in eighth and ninth. And they're battling for the Pro-Am win. Just over a second there. So championship leader Baji Lung just catching a little bit. The Meantime, at the front of the field, the pace just easing a little bit, but not much. Good lap times being put in by James Yuquay. 146.5 his best. Just a little way off that at the moment, but enough to stay ahead of Leo Ye in second place. It's been a good drive and a good comeback from Leo Ye, who's beginning to look like he wants to attack and take the victory. Disastrous first three races here in Ningbo in the early part of September. Didn't finish the first one, and he was on pole position for that, Leo Ye. Won the second one and didn't finish the third one. That's really dented his championship chances. You consider there's 25 points for a win, 20 for second, and he's lying 38 points back. Check that, 42 points back before this race started. So you can see with a couple of podium finishes, he'd be right up there in the championship hunt for the overall. Looks like Am Battle is starting to heat up as well. The multicoloured Kiddie World Car with Eric Kwong has Henry Kwong in the yellow and black car in his wheel tracks. That's one to watch as we come into the later parts of the race. And still these battles at the front of the field. Don't see anybody really having an advantage at the moment, although I am seeing some dark lines from the back of the tyres of all of those top four, so they are leaning on their Michelins. No improvement in pace for Daniel Nguyen Long. 147.9 last time around. The leaders doing low 47s. Leo Ye actually a 46.998 side by side through the second of the hairpins. Ning Kong trying to get by Toi Yue for a spot on the podium. That's the third step that they're battling for. Leo Ye fastest of those top four the last time around with a 46.998. So putting the pressure on at the front and also applying pressure for third position. That silver and blue Mai Dong racing car, Ling Kong just can't manoeuvre himself into position. I don't think turn one is an overtaking spot here. I think you've got to give that one up and try and get enough air on the front of the car to close in through turns two and three, and then that middle straight where they are now, it's quite bumpy, the turn in, but there's possibly an opportunity before you get to the first chicane. We have seen side by side through the chicane, but that was one of the bits of disaster for Leo Ye in that first race when he started from pole position. Side to side contact broke his steering arm and he had to retire the car. Li Ya is... Oh, mistake. Mistake by Toi Yue in third, and that's allowed Ling Kong to go through. So new third place driver. Silver and blue. Porsche goes through. And that was just a tiny lock-up in the braking area. Great driving by Li Ya in the 8.28. That's the Silver Rocket team car. One of the AM-class drivers. Third in the championship for Li Ya. And stayed well out of the way and does so again to the point of almost pulling over there. Knows he's going to go a lap down, so Li Ya doing a very nice job there of not impeding the leaders. So Ling Kong with the point for fastest lap at the moment, but has also moved up last time around to third position. Was only 1 point behind Yuquay, James Yuquay, in third position. But James at the moment leading the race. Daniel Liu Wenlong, our championship leader, as the lights went out. I won't say languishing in fifth position, but that is certainly not the points haul he wanted from this ninth round of the championship. It's going to really tighten things up at the top. And Yu Kwai perhaps making a championship run of his own. No wins this year. Second. A couple of fourths. Has had a pole position. So consistency from the Star Chase driver. Now, having taken third position, Ning Kong in the 12 is just consolidating there a little bit, managing to stay ahead. Now, the battle in the AM category, just at the bottom of the top 10, Mao Jinlong, the Pro-AM Championship leader, is looking at the back of Zhou Beiwang. That is, in fact, first in the championship behind second in the championship, if that makes sense. The mainly silver car coming across the line now in eighth position leads the Pro-Am class here, second in the Pro-Am championship, but at a 44 point deficit. Check that, 45 point deficit. Can't do my own arithmetic there or read my own writing. You be the judge. Looks like we're going to get full laps in, so long as there's no intervention now from the Porsche 911 safety car. Still 6 minutes to go on the time and three laps. I reckon we'll get all 16 in here. What a race it's been, particularly at the front of the field. But the championship coming down after this, remember, just five more championship rounds to go. Triple header at Zhuzhou to come October the 8th to 10th, and then we're off to Shanghai International October the 29th to the 31st. Just a little hint, that's my birthday weekend, if you know someone wants me to do a VIP drive. Have got my license, always bring it with me. Now, this is trouble for our championship leader, Daniel Liu Wenlong, with the Ivory Bay Capital car. Yuen Bo sitting in behind him. Can't really afford to lose any more championship points. Actually, Max Weiss is not that far behind either. So whatever is left in the performance of that Porsche, those Michelin tyres for Daniel now has to be left on the track. No point in putting it back in the pits. He's got to drive the wheels off that car and not drop any more points. This could be crucial for the championship. Not the race he was wanting or expecting. Started in fourth on the grid. Check that, started in third on the grid and has dropped a couple of places. So his winning streak coming to an end. It looks like the very long winning streak that we have in AM in Pro-Am, which is now five races long. Bajin Long, that could be coming to an end as well, as Zhou Beiwang is ahead of him in 8th and 9th position. 10th moments for the Jebson Racing team, who hold a very slim lead in the Porsche Dealer Cup. Just 3 points ahead of Porsche Holding in second, and Team Star Chase are another 25 points 35 points behind, excuse me, in third. So that is very tight indeed. Very prestigious part of the championship for the dealer groups in this Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, presented by Axim Trade. Last lap. So we're easily going to get the 16 in. Team Star Chase. James Yukwai. What a race. What a well-judged race this. Could have easily lost his head, couldn't he? Didn't get the run down to the first couple of corners. Under real pressure. Gathered himself up in the first third of the race when the opportunity presented itself. Had the confidence to be able to drive through under braking at the hairpin. Leo Ye following him through, making a nice manoeuvre to get through into second. And subsequently, Ling Kong's gone through as well. So Tai Yue, who was the early leader and got the haul shot off the line, dropped down to fourth position. Not the race that Daniel Liu Wenlong wanted. Starting in third, dropping down to fifth, and his championship lead will be cut, at least. Tai Yue, it's going to be a couple of points, I reckon. All unofficial, of course. Now, is there one last twist of the tail here? Less than half a lap to go. In fact, just two corners to go. Round nine of Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, presented by Axim Trade, goes to James Yukwai. Now, if you look at the stats, it will say pole position to the race win, but it was nowhere near as simple as that may suggest. Leo Ye coming through in second place, and in third, Ling Kong across the line. Now in the AM category, the battle goes on, side by side coming out the hairpin, and for my money it looked like Henry Kwong had got a better run there, but Urich is holding on to that position. Zhou Biwan has taken the Pro-Am victory ahead of Bao Jinlong, so the five race winning streak from Bao Jinlong is broken. But Urich Kwong gets back to winning ways and extends his lead at the top of the championship for Team Kitty World, ahead of Henry Kwong in second. Well, what a turn up. What a turn up for the books. Absolute run cars, first and second. And in sixth as well for Yuan Bo. James Yukwai pulls in to the space reserved for the winner of this ninth round of the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, presented by Axim Trade here at Ningbo International Speed Park. Congratulations from the team members.
Congratulations, James. Pole to win, but it's not as straightforward as it seemed, was it?
No, definitely wasn't. The start wasn't the best. I was overtaken by Tuya at the start. But then I managed to get it back at turn nine. But that caused me to have a big flat spot on the tyres, which made the race afterwards pretty difficult because I had a lot of understeer. But I had my teammate behind me, and I think we did great teamwork there. And I think I'm over the moon to bring 1-2 for the team.
Thank you. Congratulations.
So our AM Victor is down in Parc Fermé with Andrea.
Eric, congratulations. We've really enjoyed your battle with Henry just throughout the season and today. So talk us through it.
Well, it was a tough race. And at the beginning it was okay. And then I think the car set up was not the ideal. And then the car starting to slow down. And I have a couple lock up and then make it worse. And towards the end of a couple laps, and I try to defend. And luckily I can make it back and have the champion.
Thank you. Congratulations.
So two more rounds at Ningbo, 8 and 9, now in the history books of the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup, presented by Axim Trade. Porsche Carrera Cup Asia moves on now to Juzhou for three rounds, October the 8th to 10th. Join us then. Bye-bye.